Like shit.
You know, the running motherfucking white gloves. Like, I was definitely, but it was, for me.
Yeah.
Church, the place, the building, it's not for me. But I do believe in God. Like, it's just.
Yeah.
I always, okay, so. You know, what is it, atheists that don't believe, don't have no religion or something like that?
Supposedly, like.
Yeah, okay, I don't
care. I mean, and not to have that type of tone of voice when I say, like, supposedly.
But no, but. I don't care who you are. And it just, like, for a second, it was like, I thought I was an atheist because I ain't know what the, I ain't know.
Okay,
but I'm okay, sorry. Because it's, I didn't believe in the church, but I do believe in a higher being. You cannot tell me there's a higher being. There is a God. Like. There is no way.
But that's how sometimes I be like, damn, are you really atheist? Because, and the fact that some people until, you know, some people get real deep with it. But, I be like, you know, do you not just believe in the word God?
And that's what it could be.
You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I be like, because some people be like, all right, so I believe in the atoms and science. But I'm like, that is all like, that's the same shit. Like, he made that shit. Like. How could you?
There had to be a beginning.
I don't think you just fuck with the word, B.
Like, it had to be a beginning. Like
straight like that. Like, who met, like.
It had to be a beginning. And however it went, I wasn't there, so I'm not going to tell you how it went, because I don't know.
And then it'd be like, damn, is it that I'm truly gifted and I can feel God and no one else can, or certain people can?
Right, and it's like.
It's like, you can't tell me, like, you feel like you are always. In control, like the flesh.
Like something is not watching over you. Like something is keeping me protected. Like, there are nights that I just believe that I shouldn't even came home, and I thank God that I did.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no way there's not a God. Like you know, it is not the be. Oh, I'm a Christian. I'm a Baptist, or whatever it is. No,
that's just like that.
That don't mean nothing. That means nothing. No, I believe in a higher being.
Adjectives.
That's it.
That's crazy. Well, we on that motherfucking mirror talk. This is episode 6. I'm showing off. I'm doing goddamn back-to-back episodes. I told you I was going to keep having special guests. Like, I talk that shit, manifest that shit. And it's a super special guest because she was one of our first guests on the show last year. And shit has motherfucking changed. Shit is on fucking up and up. But this that mirror talking, we definitely like to welcome my special guest, my cousin. Yes, I keep it all in the.
Yes,
when your
yes.
family fucking supports you and your friends, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to lean on a nigga. You ain't fucking pressing nobody out. It's just organic. You want to keep it in the family and let them extend to their family. Because, you know, yes. technically we all family. So the family that I'm speaking about is you. So if you felt like you wasn't even in that equation, you definitely need to keep fucking tuning in. You fucking definitely need to keep tuning in. But this is Michelle.
Hello, Michelle. Hello, Mirror Talk.
Chef I'm Michelle. Here. You know, and then I'm having back-to-back chefs on the show. So this that we cooking the fuck up. We on what's the a good temperature to be on?
350.
We on fucking 350. We on fucking 350 tonight. And we just wrapping it up. We were just talking about, you know, you heard about it. So we just flow with us. I'm on my second J, y'all, so don't fucking mind me, but we gonna keep it moving.
And pour me in the upper drink real yes, quick.
Yes, a topic we need to talk about. Let's talk about, because we're going to switch it up. Not switch it up, but we got an ambiance of directions we can go on this podcast. It'd be conscious, subconscious, super ratchet, like ratchet, classy, sassy, educated, you know what I'm saying? Dedicated, motivated, you know.
We're going to start off, like, we're going to be off our Ike and Tina. We're going to start off nice and easy.
Nice and easy. All right, so we're going to go nice and easy. So, the topic that I had in mind, I'm going to put it to the side, because that's going to be, like, a good finishing topic.
But, you know, we never do anything yes. nice and easy.
So, let's fuck it. Let's just get with the shits.
Oh, we're going to skip the nice and easy?
We're just going to get the, fuck it. Let's just get with okay. the shits.
I'll drink to that.
Let's talk about side chicks and side niggas.
Whew. Where do we start?
And we gonna come from a perspective. Let's talk about, let's play devil advocate. or whatever side that you may have been on, but this side that we're going to choose for tonight, let's choose. We are the roles of the side niggas and the side bitches.
I don't have to pretend I was that. For years.
Okay. Well, we got a motherfucking side chick veteran in this bitch.
I'm a vet, and it's like, not proud of it, but at the same time, I did what I had to do to get what I wanted.
Okay.
But it wasn't worth it.
So, we gonna talk about... I ain't gonna lie. I've been in more motherfucking side nigga relationships than real fucking relationships. Hey, like, for real, like...
Because...
And it's not off no fucking, like... No, that cliche, no, don't want to be committed and want to, you know, don't want to settle down. And I genuinely, at this moment in time in my life, because I know that I fucking deserve the best. The love of the best and the best.
We all deserve the
best. We all deserve the shit. Like, but I have dedicated.
But sometimes the best is just already in the relationship. No,
listen. I've dedicated my time. The last 10 years, I've dedicated to studying the other side. I'm a motherfucking side. Well, I don't even think I ever told the show, like, you know, type of shit I'm on. I know I got the soft voice. They don't know. I could be hot chick, what's on the hotline and shit, call girl on the hotline. But no, I definitely like women, but I'm more of a dominant side of the woman. I do not, and it's no offense, but I do not identify with none of the letters. I'm just fucking with the women. That's my motherfucking script, and that's just the fuck I'm sticking to. And I'm not a fucking butch. Don't call me no goddamn butch. I prefer dom.
Well, for me.
This is, okay, right.
Clear your rap. On a good night, who knows where you want to go. Like you say that. On the right night, it depends.
Nah, she one of them girl on, like the real girl on girls. Oh, yeah, she ain't coming home with a nigga like me with the strap on. No. She ain't there.
I'd rather come with it. She the fucking
rebel on the boobies in the club, her best friend or her friend's friend.
I don't have to know them.
I said friends, or strangers.
Strangers are cool.
Well, long as not like any stranger, though. Not strangers who feel strange.
If we in the club, it's fair game. I don't want to hear that shit.
Hey, yo. Hold on, but shout out to fucking Anchor, dog. I love the fuck out of Anchor. And I don't know if they, you know, prefer foul language or not. I definitely know how to clean it up, but I fucking love Anchor and this platform that I'm on. I just sit here and fucking press record. And I can go wherever I want to go. You know what I'm saying? However I want to feel. And I can talk to the people and... I really appreciate this fucking podcast, but I just had a moment because of...
No problem.
Because I got to shout them out, you know what I'm saying? I got to fucking spread the love because, you know, if nobody told you today, I fucking love your whole life. That's just the way... I need my song because of... My little ditty I be doing, I fucking love it, but I need a fucking...
Oh, you said your song is coming?
Well, we can affirm that shit.
Your song is coming?
We going to fucking affirm that
shit.
Why
not?
Stamp it, put it on the board. Goddamn, it's in the universe. God got us. And there we are. But my little jingle I be doing, I love that shit. But I think I need like a late night show if I'm going to put it out like that. If nobody told you today, I love your whole life.
I love your whole life.
Just like that. But back to the side, nigga. Don't you want to get some?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Let's get back to that. Let's not skip over that.
I jamming with the jingle.
Yeah.
But however.
Mm-hmm.
I chose to do it knowing I knew everything.
Like knowing things like you got like secrets in the stash to be able to pow at any moment or just the power behind just knowing that. Like what is it?
For me it was due to circumstances. Like I believed forever that if you didn't have this circumstance holding over your head, then we would be together. Mm-hmm. So I held on to that mm-hmm. alone. Mm-hmm. And that was enough to keep me going for however long I went.
Right.
And then after a while, it was just like, I legit believe if you wanted to, you would leave. So I got to make the decision to be the one to get the fuck.
So I got the fuck.
But it was like after 6 years. So let's be clear. It was. And don't get me wrong. Don't ever get it confused with, I did my shit. But I low-key felt like I was cheating on this nigga.
Cheating on another nigga, cheating on another bitch.
Ain't that cheating?
Shit. You cheating on another, all right.
Exactly. That's how I gotta start off.
You the side bitch who cheating on a nigga who cheating on a bitch.
Exactly.
Am I saying that right?
Yes, you said it exactly right. And that's what was happening. It was like, how the fuck does that sound? And you know what?
But that's not far. Shit.
No. One day. Let me tell you. And it was like, I ain't gonna even hold you. Of course the sex was fucking amazing. And that's what...
Ain't that something?
And that's what it always be for whatever reason. That whole thrill of the whole...
That's another thing, like...
That's a thrill within it. That's a turn-on within itself. That's the...
You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
That
why
fucks
do we,
up the side nigga game because it be like... Even though you know you that position, you in that, you playing that role... You definitely need the player of the year. You the franchise. You the face of the side nigga franchise.
Right. Like, I got it.
You know what I'm saying? You basically play one-on-one. You versus the main nigga.
That's it.
Now, Because it fucking... If you the nigga who got, like, other... Know you got teammates, that's kind of like... You ain't really about shit. But if you the star player going up against the main nigga, and then you know like, you're doing it.
I was trying to be the number one player. But it was some...
But that's what I... But back to what I was about to get to, I was saying, like... I was about to say, like... Ain't it fucked up how you still can't eliminate the passion between some side... Like, y'all don't belong to each other. You know you don't.
You know you don't.
But that passion and, you know, especially...
You can't deny that
especially
shit.
When you feel like a nigga is your... Like a motherfucker is your soulmate.
Yeah, and that's how I felt.
Y'all click on every levels.
It was like... Of course, this person did things for me where I thought no one would do. Mm. And it was
so
just like
you
oh my God.
It was just like, I gotta.
And it wasn't.
I gotta appreciate.
And I know you didn't do it to keep me around. You did it out of genuine of your heart. Like, just genuine because that was you. You
but
really cared for me.
Technically, that's just the nigga, like, just. Or the person just. Really living out a level life.
He definitely lived a double life because it was
is
like...
Is that what that really is? Because we're going to get deep tonight because, you know
what
I'm saying?
He was living a double life. I wasn't. And it was just like...
Are you not if you on the
I'm not
end
the
end?
One in the relationship. I was the one that was single.
True. Okay.
So, therefore, I'm free to do whatever it is I please to do. And
so, being single is not a double life? Like, you playing relationship. You playing like you're in relationship and you single. That's double life. That's a double life.
I mean, when
come
you,
on.
I mean, when you say it like that, it kind of seems like it is.
Because I live it. I've lived it.
And okay.
I'm living it.
Okay.
And I'm living it.
Fair enough.
Shit, I'm living it. And it's like.
Fair enough. Double life. But the pros and cons to the double life versus me being in a relationship and he's in a relationship, that's a whole nother kind of double life that I'm not about to do.
So is that triple? Nah. Niggas out here doing lifers. Like
that's
a whole lifers
out
here.
That's a whole nother situation right there, but I can't... I did it. I don't know. It was just like on my birthday, like you did shit for me. And it, I don't know, it's just not because it was my birthday. It could have been any day. You still would have did it.
That type shit. But on her day, you'll do the same shit. Did that fuck with you? Like on the other bitch day, he'll do the same shit.
And that's and
do that fuck with you? Like, do whatever, just fuck with you.
But
like.
But no, because it didn't fuck with me, because I don't think he was doing for her what he was doing for me. Because,
how you know though?
Because let me tell you. Okay, now I had a conversation with my cousin the other day, mm-hmm. Tonya.
No names.
That's not his real name.
look y'all up. I'm just letting the law be known. I'm just letting my fucking followers be known. I ain't no snitch.
That's we don't do no snitch name. Shit on
here. You come on here, you get talked about on here, we got you. That's just a disclaimer.
No.
I know. I'm just protecting. I'm just letting the viewers know I protect.
Respect.
We protect. Murder talk protect. That's all. But respect. I know it ain't you.
Okay.
Because that's how organic it feel. Like, we just talking. Like,
right, and that's
we just talking.
And I'm about to talk to you.
But that's just a little disclaimer.
Respect. You got to throw that in there.
Let's go ahead.
So, we was having a talk the other day, and I was telling him what I was going through lately with the situation or whatever. So, he was like, you know what? Because what happened was, when the nigga...
What's the situation, if you could describe it? Because the viewers don't know, but...
The situation was, I was dealing with someone for close to a year, mm-hmm. like, doing everything, talked about moving in together and everything, and then out of the blue, I get a text saying I'm getting back with my ex, you know, have a nice life. Mm-hmm. I wish you all the best. Mm-hmm. So, that was the situation I was dealing with, and it was like, what the hell? You know, I was confused, lost, stuck, still am, that, you know, whatever. So I told my cousin about it. We talking. He said, you know what, Shil, what happened was the chase. You gave in too early. And I'm like, what do you mean? And I'm like, what do you mean I gave in too early? Like, no, it wasn't even like that. He said, no. It's only been a year, and you talking about moving in? Like, how you don't really know this person. And you gave in after a year. Like, once to chase it for a man, once to chase it
gone. And it wasn't really even a year.
It wasn't even a year. It was like 8 months
mm-hmm.
that it counted. I knew him for almost a year.
Yeah.
It was only 8 months that we was dealing with each other.
Because 4 months after you met him, I was over him.
However, right. So, yeah. So he say, Shel, once the chase is over, that's just it. And I'm like, what do you mean? He say, for a man, the thrill is always going to be, can I get it? Can I get it? Can I get it? Can I get it? Can I make it mine? Can I make it mine? Because you can get it, but then you know it ain't yours. So now you got to do everything you can to make it yours. And once you make it yours, it's like, well, kind of got it.
Yeah.
You know, kind of got it. It's kind of, I'll get to it when I get to it, you know. And yeah. I was like, oh.
Because I think that's a lot, not a lot, but a part of that is like the thrill of Sierra is just knowing like.
That you.
Because today or tomorrow, she'll just be like, bitch, I put the bitch out, come live with me, we about to do this and this and this. I'll be sweating. I be motherfucking sweating.
It is just like, ooh. Like, right. And it's just like, and I was like, oh, let's think about this. And it was like, not to say I was easy. No, I just really fucked with him. And I thought he fucked with me.
Yeah.
And it was just that simple. Like, you did everything to show me you fucked with me. You didn't show me nothing different. So, and I knew, I thought you wasn't fucking other bitches. Apparently, you had to be. But that, you know what?
What?
That came from a selfish place. Why? Because what happened was, I got a job,
mm-hmm.
and I started working, and I didn't have the time to be to do what we've been doing mm-hmm. when I had all the free time. You couldn't just call me, come get me, oh, we out. You couldn't do that no more because I got to go to bed. I got to work in the morning. I work 10, 11 hours a day. I'm tired. I'm not fucking nothing. I'm going to bed. And as crazy as it sounds, I get it. Like, and it's like, I don't want us to have sex and I'm literally just laying there. Like, no, I want to participate too. So just let me get some energy going on. Just how I don't want, you know, he was selfish. You wanted it when you, like, I don't know. It was some selfish shit. So you know what? It was good. It was the lesson. Because if we ever really got super serious and you did move in with me, you wouldn't have held me down. Mm-hmm. That means you wouldn't have held me down. You'd have been out the first chance something didn't go your way.
Absolutely.
So I was cool. I'm cool. This happened about a month ago. I'm good.
And it'd be fucked up that, you know,
I'm good.
You gotta go through dumb shit like that, but then you gotta go through shit like
you
that.
You gotta go through shit like that, because if you don't go through that, you will never know what it feels like.
Because talking to somebody about it, you it's know, unless thing, y'all both been through it and y'all make that connection and it's the pattern.
You can't.
But it's still then, it's just like, I still got this.
And this is after, I used it, like, he was the one who made me get over my side nigga. So you was a side bitch with a side nigga. No, I'm sorry, not he.
See, okay, that's what okay. I'm saying, niggas. No, 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 no. It's
let
triple.
Me rephrase that.
Is it triple?
No. Okay, no.
All right.
When I started dealing with the guy that mm-hmm. I was just left, mm-hmm. or just left me, mm-hmm. I was a side bitch.
Okay.
But when I started fucking the guy that just left me, I had no contact with the other dude.
You know what? That's what makes me feel real.
So I used him to get over my side nigga because he, like I said, he never showed me he didn't fuck with me. That was my nigga. That was my man. He did everything for me.
If the audience could see me right now, I'm raising my hand because I would love to be acknowledged to speak. Can I be acknowledged?
You have the floor.
All right. Hearing shit like that as a black queen, African American, Nubian princess.
I got it.
Black mermaid, whatever you want to say, how the fuck you want to say it, makes me thank the fuck God. I'm sorry for using both those words together. But makes me thank God that I might have took the left instead of the right turn and I'm fucking with the bitches. Because you bitches, I cannot fathom scheduling my day around some nigga and this dick issues, dog. Like,
and that's how it,
no bullshit, how, my nigga. Like, bitches are crazy. Like, don't get me wrong, bitches are crazy. Bitches be crazy. Sometimes I get crazy. I'm just establishing my.
You go,
with my unconditional love, and I love your whole life. Sometimes I just recognize. Well, I might be just getting the backlash because during cycles, when you evolve as a woman, you go through things, and your body changes. Mm-hmm. I kind of didn't really reciprocate and get the cramps and the mood swings and the this and that and sweats and whatever the girls used to say. Not to say that I'm not a girl, because I'm a girl. I'm a girl. I just like boy clothes and bitches, but for real, like, and not bitches, you know what I mean. Don't be sensitive. Please, don't be sensitive.
This is not a sensitive episode.
This is not. Don't pick my words apart and slang it like we're playing fruits. What's a fruit slice?
Fruit slice?
Like that. Don't do my words like that. Because you feel my energy and you know my intentions is pure. We just talking shit is off the late night.
And we drinking. And so don't do that.
They didn't even know, but we are sipping on some
they
wine. And this is why.
I said I was pouring me a drink.
The Caucasian women think they can wine because off this
yeah, it's
wine.
It's definitely just wine.
But I'm so thankful that I ain't never had to really go through that shit. But I'm just established that sometimes my mood swings be off, like between the second and third week of the month. And I'm just like, in the past 2 months, I realized that because I'll be like super fucking emotional. I'm already a passionate person.
It just doesn't bother me.
You know, it could be anything. You know what I'm saying? I walk past somebody who having a bad day and that shit transfers on to me and I just be like feeling ill and it's not even my ill. But the side position I've always embraced and I went straight into that like I was already talking about it. But look. The sad shit I've been an advocate for.
It comes with certain freedom.
I fell in love with my main bitch. That I'm her side bitch. And I don't even know if I'm the main, but we do main things.
That could be your main, mm-hmm. but you're the side.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
So I have a main, but I'm her side.
Yeah, and that,
and that's not no sucker shit.
And I've definitely, that's what I was about to say, like, don't get it confused. Like, yeah, he was, you know, doing him, but at the same time, I was doing me. But when I said,
but hypothetically speaking, what if they were married?
I've never been in a married situation.
Does it like amp it up a bit? Like, if I was in a situation like that, because it made me think, like,
because
if I was messing with somebody who was married, like, is that like amplified, like?
I mean, it should kind of sort of because
is it but like what if you know like that person like your soulmate, and you know like she you know I don't know, cause I've never been in that position, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I've never have either, but I would.
What if you ever really fell in love with someone who was? Have you ever fell in love with someone? Audience, have you ever fell in love with someone who was married? And all it was like a marriage, and then, you know the whole, like, cake and eat it too method. You know everything about that. You know, you think you, since you don't want a commitment yourself right now in the moment because you have things you want to pursue, and you, like you said, you studied the game, but you fell in love with someone who's married, but they know they've been mistreated. Or they could deserve more. Not even that, because it's not your even place to even be like that, because you still don't know. But all you know is when you're with this person, you hear me? When you're with this person, that person is the happiest, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can tap into a whole nother realm with this person, and it's just like, damn.
And that's how it was for me. And it was just like, that's how, it's funny how your heart can feel one thing, but your mind knows something different. It knows something different. Mm. It don't just feel, your mind don't feel shit.
Yeah.
It know or it don't know.
Right.
So your heart feels one thing, but your mind knows something different. And it just like, you gotta make them become one. And until then, it's always gonna be what if.
Yeah.
It's always gonna be the what if. What if. Or the why not. Why not a one tree?
I don't know why I'm whispering, but I know they can fucking hear us. Look, this is red wine. She has me drinking sweet red. I'm not really a drinker, but we definitely accept all sponsors that will sponsor this on behalf. If I do drink, let me, hey, I'm a Hennessy girl, but I love Douce.
See, you think you're a Hennessy. Have you had some,
I'm a yacht girl. I'm cognac. Brown liquor. Cool and smooth. And
whiskey.
I
Whiskey.
Nah, not a
whiskey. I've seen you saying, because
I've been in that realm before. But I don't really like it because it's just like, it makes me feel like I'm drinking. Whiskey makes me feel like I'm actually drinking, and I don't really like to drink.
Okay. I can see how you can say that, because that's how you
and then maybe, like, adding flavors and shit, like, even with, like...
When I say whiskey, I mean Jameson. That's
that too, clear. Like, and the honey is the... I mean, no offense, I love fucking Jameson, but, I mean, what is it? Is that Jameson honey whiskey?
Jameson is whiskey.
And the only reason that I love it is because I fuck Kay Michelle. And I know she was an advocate behind it and doing her little thing. Country, she wanted to pursue her shit. But I'm not, I don't drink that shit. I'm a yacht girl. You know what I'm saying? But this motherfucking podcast, we've been on here almost 30 minutes. And I am feeling really good about this. I had to make a little segment and take another shout out to y'all. And, it's that fucking mirror talk. We just doing this shit. I'm talking some shit into existence, y'all. I don't really know what the fuck is going on. And I know I'm using some language that is not used to, but I need to let you know that this shit is just not going to be, I'm not a saint. I'm not a preacher. I'm not all of that. I'm human. I'm human with a lot of love, man. And my love sometimes, most of the time, damn near all the time, overpowers my human, my flesh.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. But don't you know Martin Runtill, that the little comedy jam?
Yeah.
The one thing that I will never forget that he said, no one is immune to the trials and tribulations of life. Mm-hmm. No one.
Say that again for us, guys.
No one is immune to the trials and tribulations of life.
And who said that?
Martin.
And Martin, that's from the motherfucking DC.
I'm not saying he said it, but that's what I heard Martin run till that years ago. The comedy special. And it's just, that's what it is. Yeah. Everyone's human. We all make mistakes. We all going to go through things. We all do things differently. We're not the same.
And that's the whole and fucking I love your whole life. It's the unconditional part of
exactly.
it. Exactly. We don't care about what you've been through and not what you've been through. Like, we don't care about your struggles and your... Because we trying
Everyone
to help.
Struggles.
I'm talking about we don't care that you're... You don't have to be afraid to get the love or think that you deserve the love because you've been through a certain thing, a certain situation, or you come from a certain circumstance. Whether it be... You come from the bottom or you come from the top. Because sometimes you grow up and you be from the top and you might have the tangible things and you don't have to worry about the day-to-day things that people have to worry about financially and things like that. But inside, it's eating you alive because you don't get the necessary love. Everybody's always on the go around you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's worried about getting the dollar, getting the bag and all of this. All you want to do is get some things off your chest. And be able to release and get that negativity off of you and that doubt off of you and that fear off of you and that compromise off of you and that laziness off of you and the procrastination and just everything. That's why I'm really talking to y'all like this with this I Love Your Whole Life movement is about that I got going on in association with this the additional platform of Mirror Talk. This is how I'm able to talk that shit. Because for so long, I've been having these private conversations with people. And I've been told that it's time for me to talk that shit. So I done started this shit and I'm talking that shit. And this is the fucking way that I'm going about it. And I'm trying to let you know that you can be anything that you fucking want to be in the midst of what you're going through. Like, I don't even have the tangible items that make people perceive that I've made it, dog. I motherfucking slept on floors by choice. Slept on motherfucking people couches by choice. You know what I'm saying? Made some bad decisions by choice. Made some great decisions by choice. You know what I'm saying?
Decided
to quit by choice. You know what I'm saying? All for the sacrifice of what makes me right now in the present moment. That's why you got to stay in the present time. And I know that whatever I feel and whatever I see, whatever I write down, that's why you got to get you a journal and write anything. Even if you're just talking to yourself. Anytime you're just putting words together or notes together, anything, put that shit on paper and it's going to jump off paper. You know what I'm saying? Mirror Talk, I had this on a shirt. My I Love Your Whole Life. I put my own vision board together on my shirt. Because I was like, man, I could do the whole, get the magazine and get the cardboard, get the, you know, construction paper and paste this and put words in. But I want to do it my own way. So I got my own shirt and wrote that bitch up and put all types of people names on it and things I want to accomplish. And, you know what I'm saying?
And that's how, and it's like a visual, when you have a visual, it matters. But when I tell you, it was seven of us growing up.
Mm.
We had nothing. Mm. We had nothing but each other. We didn't have shit growing up. I ain't even going to hold you. It's like, I legit would label us poor growing up. And it made, and I would, now that I know what I know, I would not trade none of that for nothing.
Mm.
Because I don't value material things.
Right.
Like, and it is like, no one. And it was just like, damn, you go through shit to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I grew up the way that I did, I'll never turn my nose up at anyone. I had humble beginnings. You better believe it.
Absolutely.
Humble beginnings. Like, and thank you, God, that I grew up the way that I did. And I'm just...
You wouldn't replace it for the world, man.
I wouldn't replace it knowing what I... Now, growing up, it was just like, oh, my God, we ain't got nothing. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Crying, complaining.
Yeah.
Not knowing... Have you ever heard the saying? Of course you have. If you want to make God laugh, tell him what you got planned.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell him what you got planned.
Absolutely.
I had all these shit. I don't want to live like this. I want to live like this. I want to do this. I want to live growing up. A man who think he knows everything knows nothing at all.
You're dropping them gems tonight, cuz. Come on, you're just blessing this podcast. I'm trying to tell you.
It's
I'm
just
trying
like
to say
you got to
this voice cast.
everything, all those little sayings matter. Like, of course, we were just talking about it takes a village to raise a child. Why did the saying even become? Because that's how it was.
It's the village raised the children. We are the village, y'all.
I remember the lady around the corner being able to whoop my ass because I was doing something wrong, cutting up around the corner or something like that.
It's time for people to get colorblind. It's time for people to motherfucking be age blind. Money blind. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking...
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Nah, fuck that shit, dog. I'm not standing for it. And I don't excuse my fashion. And I know that was pretty harsh. But fuck that shit. It's just purging the shit out. The shit is just negativity, just a little bit louder.
That's what we need to get out of people's mind frame.
It's just louder, but we are the majority. Positivity, positive people are the majority. Everybody wanted to change.
You felt the shift in the universe a while ago. But you felt it.
Yeah, man. The lingo is even changing. And I don't even I don't even care that it'll become trendy. Even if somebody just using it. But the power of that word, even if the person not even using it or trying to profit off of it or however, don't even know the power of it, that doesn't limit the power of it. So I don't care what the vessel coming from it. When people talk about being love and trendy positive vibes and you see the clothes and being woke and shit like that. Like, it doesn't even matter, dog. Because that's all unconditional. We love that shit. I don't care if you don't mean it. But you don't even know you're talking yourself into some shit. And eventually it's going to fucking hit you.
Do you know?
It's going to hit you like that.
If you smile more, man, you'll feel better.
Come on, cuz.
If you smile, you'll fucking feel better. Just be for smiling. For no reason at all. If you smile, you'll feel better.
Just
smile.
Another thing we gotta get over. Stop taking so personal when people don't speak back to you. If your job is to use your voice and cash your fucking voice just to speak, it shouldn't matter if somebody just be like, don't speak back.
My 7-year-old son understands that already.
It's okay. Just speak. It's okay. Your voice have done... If you got pure intentions, your voice will do what it's supposed to do. So even if that person in a fucked up mood, he probably didn't even hear you, but no matter what, your voice cast onto that person. And they planted some type of seed of healing or whatever. I don't know what you're going through, brother, but I just spoke to you, and I know when I speak, that shit speak volumes. Uh-huh. It's going to speak abundance on you, healing on you. I already see your recovery. I don't know what you're going through. You might not got a pocket full of money, but I see your pocket full of money.
My politeness sometimes get mistaken for flirting. I ain't flirting with you. I'm just being polite.
Yeah, that's just a cliche, and that's just the people that just don't adopt. But I use that flirtation to slip that love shit up in there.
Yep, I'll make you feel better.
I'm getting niggas hooked on this shit. When I tell you I'm the neighborhood love dealer, dog. You come to me, you get that work from me, your shit, you gonna be hooked, dog. You gonna keep coming back. I need that. Pookie.
You do got this, I want to be around you because if I ever feeling down, like, remember, I called you and told you to bring your positive ass around. Bring your positive ass over here. Yeah. I needed you that day, and it was just to talk to you.
I'm slanging this shit hard, dog. This is my West Coast nigga. I can't wait till I get all over the world. Everybody gonna fuck with this shit, dog. Nobody told you that I love your whole life. This ain't about no clothes shit.
I love your whole life.
I understand that we need the merchandise and the product to get more money so we can help people and go more places and expand things like that. On the grace of God, I hope he blessed that. I hope he blessed that, dog. I believe it's somebody somewhere in the world, two or more people in place all over the world that's going to help me with this, and I'm putting this shit on wax, dog. I could have been a rapper, but I decided to talk this type of shit. That's how he guided me, dog. You know what I'm saying? And trust me, when this love shit pop off, I'm not going to trick y'all niggas into buying my new single. This is not...
Because the song is coming.
You know what I'm saying?
Because the song is coming.
No, the song ain't coming. I'm not going to turn no goddamn rapper, dog. I believe that's the biggest goddamn...
It ain't a rapper. It's just a jingle. You need just a jingle.
Oh, well, that's just my little, you know...
Your
little hit. Nobody told you. I don't know how... It's coming. Whoever's going to lay it down for me, I know it's going to be bomb. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be a ringtone.
Hopefully it's somebody I done mimicked all my life. You know I'm a hip-hop baby to the fullest. But look... But look, we ain't even gonna do y'all like this, man. We gotta save it. We almost at 40 minutes. It's one of the longest podcasts, but it's a special motherfucking podcast. We talked about everything with the side chicks. We talked about God. We talked about all of that, man. This is, we got, that's the head.
Because it just, you just never know where it goes.
You never know where it can go. But the foundation gonna be that man, dog. He gonna guide us in his ways. You know what I'm saying? We gonna have some more special guests on here. And they don't even know they special. Special like I think they special, but they special enough to be on here. And when they get here, it's going to feel like it's day show because Sharon is Karen. Fucking Sharon is Karen.
And I thank you for letting me be here.
Come on, this your fucking show. I was fucking with you tonight. You brought me on here. You made me pop up.
And
this your fucking show. Mirror talk. This is your fucking mirror tonight. You was in the mirror all night.
And it kind of felt good to just talk.
To get it out.
Like, I ain't said some of that stuff out loud in maybe ever.
Damn.
Maybe ever.
That's that fucking mirror talk. This how I say it's mirror talk. And I'm going to end it like this. Mirror talk. The shit that you would say to your shit, to yourself. Hold on, let me scratch that. Shout out to the red wine in the building. We definitely cut the fuck up tonight. But I'm about to get fucking serious. Hold on.
Don't tell nobody.
Don't tell no fucking body, okay? You know what I'm saying? Don't, you know, because this shit is real. But we get real, real, too. We real. But look. What the fuck I was about to say? I knew I stretched it the last end. When I said that last little shit, this and that. But no, I got it. This that mirror talk. Meaning, this the shit that you would say to yourself, but not out loud. So this is the platform with the things that you say to yourself, things that you think about to yourself. That you wouldn't say it out loud. This is the platform where you can come and feel welcome. You know what I'm saying? Definitely Planet Fitness. And I can definitely plug Planet Fitness because I'm definitely under contract with them right now. I'm trying to get my shit together. I just went and got the card. I'm a black member. I promise you I won't just go in there for the massages. I'm going to try to get that shit together. I'm trying to get my shit together, all right? But look, this that type of shit is no judgment. You know what I'm saying? We just going to intertwine these perspectives.
It's been over 40 minutes.
Agree to disagree. And we popping off. And this that mirror talk. And I appreciate y'all, man.
And I appreciate you.
I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to fucking lie. If nobody tells you today, I love your whole life. Hey.